5:14 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Here till only 5:50 again tonight with Cardinals baseball coming up at that time with the Redbirds taking on Cincinnati. That gives us, though, still enough time to talk about the big, big fundraiser that the Galesburg NAACP chapter has annually, their Freedom Fund Galas, coming up in about a week and a half or so. We're going to talk about that with two of the people organizing it. Chris King and Brittany Grimes are here in the studio to talk about that. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to have both of you. Brittany, you've been into the role of being in charge of the chapter for a while now. How's little while anyway?
I don't know
how's
about in charge. I mean, this is a collective. We do these things together. We do it together, sir.
If you call yourself the president, you're in charge as
true,
far as I'm
true.
Concerned.
Basically, the buck stops with me. Absolutely. No, it's been great.
Darn right. I knew you would see things my way. How are things going so
Everything's
far this year?
Going great. I'm so excited about all the things that we have been able to accomplish through the year and then the things that I know that we're going to look forward to do as well.
The chapter's been pretty busy here in the last several months, really. Most of the calendar year, you've been pretty busy, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. We've always had one thing or the other through different community partners that we have. So, once again, spanning all the way from January and February for Black History Month, going through mid-year with our scholarship reception, and then going to the community cookout in August. So we've been just a year full of adventure. And then we're culminating it with the gala, which we are so excited to be here and talk to you about today.
And Chris, I know anybody who knows that you're busy, so I don't even need to ask you how busy you are.
It's been a crazy couple of weeks. I leave for nationals in a couple weeks, so life's nuts.
Yeah, it is very nuts, and we're gonna talk about that here right before you leave. I think for that. So stay tuned over the next coming weeks, and if you haven't heard, we'll tell you what Chris means by going to a fancy schmancy competition, a fancy schmancy national competition.
Absolutely. Anyway.
All right. First things first here with the Freedom Fund Gala. First of all, tell me what is the Freedom Fund?
So the Freedom Fund is essentially the way that our main artery of fundraising throughout the year. So mm-hmm. all the wonderful events that I just explained to you that we do, the scholarships that we give away to students, all of that comes from this gala, which is phenomenal. So we are so grateful to have a very supportive community that can come out and buy tickets and our donors. So we're very grateful to have that in order to once again be able to supply this community with well-needed diversity programming and really just trying to enrich the culture in which we live in today.
And I was going to just ask you about that community support, but I think you already pretty much answered it. It's been really, I think, amazing to see, and I think for this community, that's been a really good thing, the amount of support that they've given to the local chapter.
Absolutely, and our support doesn't just come from those that donate all the time, although I do love to make sure that we have enough donations. So I will never say there's enough donations in the world.
That's why you're the president of the chapter.
So I will make sure I always say that. But also, it's always nice to have those partnerships that we have with our business partners, with local organizations such as the Galesburg Public Library, to mm-hmm. have facilities, the Orpheum Theater. So we are ever, ever grateful for those individuals being able to partner with us as we go through the year and once again offer these programmings.
Chris, I'll turn to you to get you in on this discussion. I have asked this a number of times, I think, when we've had people from representing the chapter or other community organizations on. Race relations in this community, I think, it's been a pretty productive, positive discussion for the most part. And I would imagine that while there's, with lots of things, there's always room for improvement, I would imagine that the issue of that in this community is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say, our community is phenomenal at getting together and having these discussions. Just like you and Brittany were just talking about, I think Galesburg is so unique in the sense that when we need volunteers, when you need people to donate time, finances, whatever, our community really is just phenomenal at rallying together.
That's fantastic. That's great to hear. And that's really kind of what this gala is all about on September 14th, is it not?
Yeah. So it's about fellowship and community. But I think it's also so this year's theme is the legacy continues. So we are really wanting to honor those who have passed and who have came before us, so our ancestors, prior activists, the big first, or people who have made room for us to do what we do today in the world, as well as kind of look towards what the future brings for us.
And Brittany, I think there's a pretty important history of that. Not only really around Illinois and around maybe the country, but really in this area in particular, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you talk about just in general, just the founding of Galesburg, which I'm not going to get into because I am not a history major, but we're coming from a town that was founded on abolitionists, mm-hmm. correct? And so from the Underground Railroad, from a lot of the individuals throughout our community who have always been there to give of themselves their time, they took time away from their families to make sure that the community at large had something. So those are people like Reverend John Sibley. Those are people like W.C. Jackson. Those are people like Hiram Revels, like Joan Kelly. So those are different individuals who we plan to honor during the gala as well.
Talk more about that, what you'll be doing the night of the gala and what else will be happening.
So the night of the gala, once again, is just really just a full celebration of these individuals. And so we're going to have two great speakers. We'll have Dr. Nathaniel Williams from Knox College and Dr. Matthew Norman, and he's from the University of Cincinnati.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we'll both have those speakers there that evening. We'll be so happy to hear from them once again from their perspective, understanding once again what a legacy continues really means. From all the ups and downs throughout the history. I don't know if anyone's heard, there's that 1619 project that came through the New York Times, and so that chronicles 400 years since the first slaves actually were grounded here on the United States soil. So it's really about kind of talking through that full story and what that looks like and how we've been able to continue to move forward and produce really great legacy for ourselves.
And not to give too much away or take away too much from what you'll be doing on the 14th, but from a broad perspective, where do you think we need to go to continue that legacy?
Personally, I think it's just making sure that we have, and I had a great conversation with someone probably about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about making sure that we are paving the way for those that are coming after us. And it's making sure that they understand what the value in their own community is and making sure that they're investing in it in ways of, once again, time, finances, whatever the case may be, but really just making sure that we're paving the way for generations to feel comfortable and feel safe in the spaces in which they currently occupy.
Chris, do you agree?
Totally. I think to snowball on that, even having those conversations, I think is the way. I'm a huge person for dialogue. And so I think having dialogue helps open up those doors and open up those channels of communication and an agreement even.
All right. Have just a minute or two left. So let's either of you talk about the when and the where and if there are tickets and that sort of thing.
So the event will be September 14th at 6 p.m. The doors mm-hmm. will open at 5:30. Just so everyone knows, this will be at Tsongataha. And the colors this year, the theme is red, black with an accent of gold.
Just, it's not a color.
So we pick those colors as they're symbolic to this. You know, red sure. is for the blood of our ancestors and the passion. Black is for our rich heritage. And then obviously gold, because that brings prosperity and
yep.
a bright new future.
And we also can't forget to thank our sponsors, or at least rather our
Please
diamond
do.
Sponsors,
yes.
Which we are so proud to have this year. So our first diamond sponsor is Dave's Auto Body. So glad to have him on board this year. We have our local commercial real estate expert from Century 21 affiliated, Kyle Kelly. And lastly, we have Ameren. So we want to thank those three individuals. We want to thank those three individuals for being our diamond sponsors this year.
Yeah, great, great to hear that they are so involved. And of course, Dave's Auto Body, of course, alone is involved in virtually everything. So,
yeah, but we really appreciate him being involved
so.
With us as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, You can you have to purchase tickets for this event, is that right?
We do. It's $40 per ticket, and I will say we are running, like, we're already sold almost halfway out, so
great.
Please make sure that you get your tickets. They are available actually through our Facebook page, so if you go to the event page for the Freedom Fund Gala, you can actually purchase your tickets. Now, you will incur a $4 charge for convenience, but, I mean, if all else fails and you can't seem to get a hold of an NAACP member or Chris or I, which we've placed our numbers on there as well, once again, that would be the best way to get your ticket.
And that's also on our community events page at WGIL.com, and we'll link to that contact information with this interview when we post it online here in just a minute. Anything else we should know about this year's Freedom Fund Gala?
No, we just hope that once again, the community can enjoy. We welcome you all, and let's celebrate.
Very good. All right. Chris King, Brittany Grimes, thanks so much for coming in, and continued success with the chapter and this year's gala coming up again September 14th.
Yes, thank you, sir.